everybody holds. Henichu bekufsa, and you put it away in your dresser, you put it away in your drawer, divrei hakotame. Then everybody holds it's a choshev kli. This is the pshat in the Mishnah Kelim. You put this handkerchief into your dresser, you show claw you want to use it, that has a shame kli on it. Where's the machlokes here? You hung it up on a hanger, on a hook sticking out of the wall. You hung it up on the back side of the door, on the other side of the door. Is the shal, is that called your machshev to use it or not? We have lezer sava. Since you didn't throw it into the garbage, it's a right, you still want to use it. Even though you didn't put it into your drawer, you only put it on the hanger, or you put it on the back of the door, that's called a chshivas, you still want to use it. Therefore, it's makabel tumah. Oh, my korolei shleimin amuchin, what does Reb Lezer say, whether this beggar is muchin or not muchin, what does shleimin amuchin mean? It means legabe kufsam lav muchinu. It means even though you didn't hide it, like put it in your dresser, that's why it's called shleimin amuchin. It wasn't set aside for you to use it as if you put it into your dresser. Still, since you didn't throw it into the garbage, it's still called a kli, and it's makabel tumah. That's Reb Lezer shita. We have Yeshua Savanein. Midalai hanicha bekufsa. Since this handkerchief you did not put in your dresser, is betulei batli, you mevatlit. Oh, my korolei muchin, why is it called muchin? You didn't set it aside, you didn't put it in your dresser. But there it says, legabe ashpa muchinu. Since you didn't throw it in the garbage, but you put it, you hang it up on a hanger, or you put it on the back of the door, that's called minamuchin. But still, since you didn't put it in your dresser, it's right, it's not choshev enough to you, it's not called a kli. Since b'yemesin, it's less than gimel tzvachim and gimel tzvachim, halte b'shua, it's not called a kli, it's not makabel tumah. We have a kiva makes a chilek, it depends. V'toli v'mogud, if you hang it on a hanger, that's, you machshev it a little bit. That's sovek Reb Eliezer. He holds like Reb Lezer, that's called your machshev of the beggar, it could be makabel tumah. V'niche yachur yedeles, but let's say you hung it only in the back of the door, sovek Reb Yeshua, that's not called a choshev a beggar. That's not enough to be. To makabel tumah. So that's the machlokes in our Mishnah, where you have this beged that's less than 3 by 3 tvachim, and you hung it up on the door. Is that called you're making it? That since you didn't throw it in the garbage, it is makabel tumah. That's Reb Lezer shita. And the Bekiva says no. Since you didn't put it into your dresser, it's not the makabel tumah. Is that the whole machlokes in the Mishnah? Abuzat Gemari Shinova Hodebe Reb Kiva Legabe Reb Yeshua. Reb Akiva himself was choizer and holds like Reb Yeshua Shita that what that's not makabel tumah. Mimai, what's the raya? Omar Rova mi diktoni, the Mishnah says psilas habeged. It says loshin psilas habeged. My ear with the tani psilas habeged listnei psilas shel beged. Was that to say a strong loshin psila of a beged? Psilas habeged, the psila is a beged. Let it just say psila, a piece of material, a piece of wick that came from a beged. My psilas habeged, the adayin begedu. Even though it's still called the beged, but still, since you didn't put it the kufsa, he old is not mekabel tumah anymore, and has no shivas to it. But leshrashi shel beged, mashma shekiplo mi beged. Habeged mashma shekofel habeged atzmon sholem. You folded up a beged sholem. Lenin had loka kudiktim liel. Time of the Reb Lezer, the boy psila mechrechas shetidlik yofa. That way we're coming out, this teretz is like we said before. If you could use it for Shabbos not to light with, that's holding Reb Lezer shita, that you have to burn the wicks before Shabbos or not. And the loch if a tumor is a makabel tumor or not, that's this new machlokes. We have beged that's less than gimel a gimel, and you didn't put it into your dresser, you just hung it up on the back of the wall, on the back of the door, is that enough chshivas, your machshev, it should still be called a beged, it could be makabel tumah, thus how we have a lezer, and the Bekiva says, no, it's Torah, it's not called a beged at all. Since you didn't put it in your dresser, anything else you did with it, it's not called a choshev a beged, and it's not the makabel tumah. Zok the Mishnah. Lo yikov adam shpuferes shel beitza. Shpuferes shel beitza means an egg. You can't take a hollow egg like and make a hole on the top of the egg. Lo yikov adam, don't make a hole. Shpuferes shel beitza in the hollow part of the egg. So I think Rambam says shpuferes means the harder part of the shell of the egg. That's the top part of the egg, they say, is muharer. V'yimaleinu shemen, and fill it up with oil. V'yitnenu al pi haner, and put it on top of your ner of Shabbos. There is a mold. You used to have neiris. You used to have a cup here, and you have shemen inside it. And on top of this, and you used to have a wick here. You used to light Friday. Now on top of this, you're afraid you didn't have enough oil. The whole cup would only learn 1 hour. You wanted to make sure light much longer. So on top of this, you'd put like another cup that will be dripping down a little bit of oil. Kaseida, the oil will be dripping down into here. So kaseida, this like be filling up throughout Shabbos. So you did this all before Shabbos. So mikra din avad should be mutter. Since the oil by itself is dripping down into here and will burn longer, it should be mutter. So if the Mishnah is exeri, you should do it. It's exeri, it's lo yikavodim. You can't make this hole in the eggshell. The malenu shemen, fill it up with oil. The yithneno al pihaner bishvul shemen atefes. Today that on Shabbos, to say the oil should be dripping down to the bottom there. The afilu hi shacheris. Even if there's not a shferes shel beitzi, not taking an eggshell, but taking a kli cheris. And you're filling an earthly kli and filling it up with shemen, still it's awesome. Rabbi Yehuda matter. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know it's mutti. He doesn't know if it's gzeira. So Rashi, shetei menatefes v'yiskayim haner, shetei yashemen mitaftei kol shor. You're doing this purpose that this oil should drip down into the nair. It'll burn a much longer time. The toich haner. V'taima. Why does the Tanakhama say it's osar? Mishum gzeira. Shemen yistapik himenu. Maybe in the middle of Shabbos you come to use the top shemen. You figure it's not in the nair itself. It's in a container by itself on top, just dripping down. Now you want to use shemen on the table. In the middle of Shabbos you come to take this top shemen and use it. But since you're makzer it, you set it aside that this oil should be used to fall into the nair. Chayiv mishum mechaber. So Rashi is an issa poshut deraisis mashav Rashi as mechaber. They're taking out the fire. Even if this hole, if this kli, is made out of a misa kli cheris, the misalei, it doesn't look nice gazrinim. Still we make the gzera. It's as far as say, since the oil is in the misa kli, maybe you wouldn't come to take it out and use it on Shabbos. No, still we have this gzera. So Rashi is a big kiddush. You have this top kli that's dripping down. Rashi's mashkin, you take the oil out of this top kli, there's an issa b'mechaber. So the Rishonim is that there's no issa mechaber. Mechaber only Gemara and Beis says if you have the wick coming out of this shemen itself, if you take out oil from the shem, from the nair itself, that's an issa mechaber. Because the more oil there is, the better the light burns. By taking out some oil, you're making the light burn a little bit less. So that's called b'mechaber. But that's only if you take the oil out of the nair itself. But here, the nair is burning by itself. On top, you have shemen dripping down. What should be wrong with the shemen dripping down? So a lot of Yisrael learn it's only gzera, it's only a gzera l'gzera. It's only the rabbonim it's also. Either like Rashi first said, it's a muksa dikalocha. Since you're maksere, it blives muksa. A core point for Rashi's lashon is mashmas and nisa diraisa. And who adin is a Russian Shabbos, that a Russian Beit also said like that. That's an nisa diraisa. It's interesting, the v'chapa nafkimina, not saying l'och l'maisam, because in the Santa Shaila, at least from Moshe, he doesn't say beferish is mutter, but at this time, privately he held his mutter. The Shaila on Yontif, if you want to shut off the gas on Yontif, we had a lot of cook on Yontif, so you had to turn the fire on. What about shutting off the gas, is that mutter or not? So still hate, when Moshe won't say it's mutter. Beferish, he wouldn't tell you it's mutter, mefakfek, but he told it's mutter. Why? Because all you're doing is, you're just stopping the flow of the gas to come in. And now the fire is going out by itself. If that's not cold, you put out the fire. You just stop the flow of the gas to come in, and it goes out by itself. That's not cold mechava. I think they say, Yaakov Kamnetsky won't say, from this Rashi will be yosser. That's not much this case here now. You have this top nair, where the shemen is dripping down into the bottom nair. So if Rashi, if you take away the top shemen, there's an issa mechava, you're putting out the bottom fire. So here, when you have the gas going, when the gas is on, all the gas now is aiming to go into the fire. By you shutting off the gas, you're like taking away the top oil, like this Rashi's case. So really, it's not so posh that it's mutter. You have to find different eitzes, hechatimtzes, how to do it. Yeah. Weiter. Sotei Mishnah. Review the matter. Aval im chibro hayoytze metchila mutter. But let's say metchila was attached. You have the bottom nair here, and on top of this, you attached another nair to this nair, then it's mutter. Because since it's one kli, there's no gzer you come to use a top shemen. If it's one kli, people think zicha, it's part of the burning oil, and you will come to use it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Bevneishu kli echad, since it's attached to the bottom nair, this top holder of shemen, then there's no gzer. Right, another halacha is, lo yimala adam kara shal shemen. You shouldn't fill up a glass full of oil. V'yitnenu b'tzad haner. right again, you have this first ner burning. Now, on the side of this ner burning with the oil, with the psila coming out, you put another kli right next to it, and you want to take this wick now, put the wick from this, the other side of the wick, from this kli into the second kli. The yitain roish hapsila b'toichai. And not to put the psila, because you have a long wick, an inch and a half long wick in the first kli. So you take the one side of the wick that's coming up that's burning. Now the other side of the wick, you'll take it and like bend it over and stick it into this other kli. So vital draw from both kalim the oil. That's also asa. Vital the same gzerim. Well, geyser that maybe you come in the middle of Shabbat and the stop to use the second oil. So that's vital gzerim. Put it on the side, haner, v'yiten rosh hapsila, put the other end of the wick, v'toichai into the second kli, v'shvul shatesh shoevis, k'day that this wick now will be able to draw from two glasses of oil. So that's an usim of the rabbonin, because the gzera vaita, maybe from the second kli, you'll take out the oil. If you demat it, who doesn't know from this gzera? So Rashi, Yavulim Chibra, Lekla Mechish, to Mishumis, to Shabbos, Vodimonei. Since it's one kli, Avad, everybody knows to stay away from it. V'yitim Rosh Hapsila Hasheni, Shu Yoytze Derech HaNekev Ha'achar, Asher B'neir, Lishoy V'shem Manim, Shal Derech Psila Rosh Adelet, Hebu Dematet Loi Goz. He doesn't make these gzeres. So to Gemara Tzricha. We need both Chidushim and the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying two different types of gzeres. One is we have the kli standing on top of the nair, and one is we have the kli on the side of the nair, and just the wick comes into the second kli. I need both gzeres, that's awesome. The Yashminish Feferish of Beitzah, we only say the first gzeron, we have this eggshell full of oil on top of the nair. B'hol kami rabbonin, here the rabbonin say it's oser, t'chivon d'loy mi'isa, since it's not mois. Hey, the shaman is in an eggshell. Eggshell is nice, it's clean eggshell. We're afraid in the middle of Shabbos you'll need shaman to put into your salad. You'll take the shaman out of this eggshell. Avul shacheris, that's the first case. The chish was afilu yishacheris. Even if it's the top oil is not in an eggshell, but it's in an earthly kli. The meisa, when you burn, when it's in the earthly kli, it becomes meis. It's namala kli cheris is meis, not so nice, disgusting like. Is Eima Moidla Rabbi Yehuda. I would think there is no gzera in the middle of Shabbos, you're not going to come to use that oil that's in this Misa Kli. So I would think the Rabbanim don't make the gzera there. The Yashmina Shocheris, observe the Kash, let the Mishnah just say, even if the top Kli is a Cheristic Kli that's Mias, still we make the gzera. I would think, Bo'okom Rabbi Yehuda, maybe only there Rabbi Yehuda is Mati, because it's a Misa Kli, we're not Choshed that you come to use the oil in the middle of Shabbos. Avo Behi, but if you use an eggshell that is nice and clean, and you're Moidel to the Rabbonin, maybe then Rabbi Yehuda is Moidel to the Rabbonin, that it's also before Shabbos to put this eggshell on top of the Ner, that the Shema should drip down, because there he's Moidel to the Gzer, you come to use it on Shabbos, Kamashmo no, even there Rabbi Yehuda holds the Smuter. If the Mishnah would have just said the first two cases, Pahani Kam Reb Yehuda, these two cases of Yehuda say it's Mutter. Mishum Dle Mifsat, because there's nothing in between. You have this oil right on top of the Shemen, right on top of the burning Nair. You have this eggshell full of oil right on top of it. So since it's falling right down into it, it looks like one Kli. So there Reb Yehuda is Mekel, that nobody will go and use the top Shemen because it looks like it's one Kli. Abu Korah, but you put one kli on the side of the other kli, the mifsika, there's avar in between, it's like two separate kalim, you see the two separate kalim, and you model the rabbonin. But here, where it's two separate kalim, so maybe if Yehuda should be murdered to rabbonin, that it should be osur, because people will know that it's osur. People will think, what's burning? The first kli is burning, that's shemen, I'm sure, I won't touch. But the second kli right next to it, since there's avar in between, and there's two separate kalim, I would think the second kli is mutter to use. So maybe even of course, if Yehuda should make gzera, kamashmula no, if Yehuda still holds there, it's mutter. The Yashmin of he, if it only would have said this last case, that according to Yehuda it's mutter, I would think, for who kami rabbonim? Only the last case of rabbonim make the gzera. Because the mamrish looks like two separate kalim, the other rabbonim are choshish, people may come to use the shemen in the second kli. Avo bahani tarti. But in the first two cases, where the eggshell or the kli cheres is right on top of it, so it kamat looks like one kli, a moidel letter of Yehuda, I would think the other rabbonim are moidel to Rabbi Yehuda, that it should be like mutter, there'll be no gzera, tzricha. Therefore, I need all three cases to tell me in all three cases to Rabbanim do make the Gzeira, and if Yehuda doesn't make the Gzeira. So, Drashid, Le Mifsak Midi, Shemunach Betoy Chalal Haner, Lamala Mikisi.
It's on one on top of the other. It's like the bottom has a big mirror, and the second kli is mamish right inside it. So there's nothing mafsik. Looks like one keli. Mashenkin were one on the side of the other one. The mistikah shere etzel haner munachet is on the side of it. V'yesh kan hefsik. There's a big hefsik in between. For lekelamei magufu, people won't think it's one thing. Even moedah the nigzer, maybe even if you hold, there'll be usher because their people will come to use from that shemen. And since you set aside that shemen to be used for burning, it should blab like muksak koponim or like Rashi. It's a kibui kamashmal and still Rabbi Yehuda is mutter. But if you attach the top shemen, the top eggshell, in chibra hayetzim etchila muta, if it's attached now, it looks like one kli. Then avad with muta, because there's no gzer you come to use it. Since it's attached, it's one kli. People know all the shemen in there. Avad, you can't touch in yontif. Tana. Im chibro besid. If you attached it with sid, with like cement or vecharsis or type of lime, is muta. For the more of anan, yoitza tanan, yoitza means the people that make the kli, mashra has to be professional, stuck together. And the more my yoitza, kein yoitza. Not that it was done professionally, that the yoitza, the person that makes the kli, did it, but abi it's stuck tight. Abi it's not something you can pull away. If it's glued on, then it's muta. Trashi kein yoitza, shechibra shaper. Abi it's glued on, it looks now like one kli, there's no gzer you come to use it. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, pa machas, one time I spent Shabbos in the Aliyah, the upstairs of Beis Nitza Balut. It was a meisah there that the nair was burning, and on top of the nair they put this eggshell full of oil. Umalenu shemen, they filled it up with oil. Vinikvinu, they made a little hole in the bottom of it. Venichu apianer, and they put a mamash right on top of the nair. The mamish, the din of the Mishnah, and b'hoyish shom of tarfin uskenim, v'yom ulanu davar, nobody said anything. So the kasher, why not? The chom and the Mishnah, we pass on that it's osur. You're not allowed to put this eggshell on top of the shemen that the oil should drip down. There's exactly come to use it on Shabbos. Amruloi, misham raya, from there it's a raya, shani beis nitzaz des rizimhen. Christ says there was a special bias there with chosh with people. There are very zoras there. So in that bias, you don't have any gzeris. It's like a chiddush. Usually, once you're born to make gzeris, we say leplug, it's us for everybody. A couple of here was saying that one place, since they're all zrizim, they're very careful, that place nobody said anything. But other places, obviously, you have the din of the Mishnah, then it's also. Right, another maisa was Ovin Sipure, named the person, a gorer safsola, he dragged along a chair, Balayosa, in the attic, the shisha, that the floor was made out of shayish, made out of marble. Leluyeh, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Alosa. He dragged the chair along on the marble floor in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Alosa. Omalei, so let's be said now, Ishtuki loch, if I'm going to be quiet, Kedishtikulei, like Elchav, like everybody else keeping quiet, Le Rabbi Yehuda, Nofik b'nei churba. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll come out of big churba. As the Yehuda Shittur is that Dover Shein in Miskavin is also on Yomtiv. So Stamazoy, to drag a chair along ground is also to do on Shabbos or Yomtiv. Because since you're dragging along on the ground, it's making a charitz, you're making a hole in the ground. It's an Issa Charisha on Shabbos. So even though Shein in Miskavin, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shittur, it's also. So here we're talking about now, it was a marble floor. Now on the marble floor, when you drag the chair, you don't make any charitz on the thing. So charitz should be mutter. Still, he says he made a gzera aliyasa the shisha auto aliyasa the alma. I make a gzera though you can't drag the chairs according to Yehuda, even on a marble floor. Auto you do it, or maybe not a marble floor, because about ainim eskaven is also according to Yehuda. He made this gzera. Drasha the shisha ritzpa shoshayis to layovet becharitz. If even though he dragged it now on a marble floor, doesn't make a charitz. Liliyum Rabbi Yitzchak Lefonov, Krishoslan Chavre Reb Tarfin Zkenim Shemifnei, Shloy Omru Loy Dover, Dima Vehey the Mutter. If I'm going to be quiet, it's Mashma, hold its Mutter. And Nofik Vene Churba Zatrashi, Vyinig Heter Bedover, people be Noig Heter. Rabbi Yitzchak Sphere like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak himself holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Dover Shaini Meskavin Osir. Something, even though it's not Meskavin, but by dragging it on the floor, if you would make a charitz, make a hole, it'd be an Isser. So he holds it a gzera. V'yafa gab de b'shayish lo yavet charitz. Even though now that it's on a marble floor, you're not making any charitz. Or because of what lo yasa the yalma, he made a gzera onto a regular house, a regular floor. A regular floor is made out of dirt. So if you drag the chair on the dirt, you make a charitz. According to Yehuda, he made this gzera. We don't hold like Yehuda. We hold Dovah Shinim Skavin is muta. Right, the Reish Kenista Nishna, another Maisa was the Shamish of the Beis Medrash of the Shul, the Botsro, Goro Sasolo, Lialuya, he dragged along a chair in the Yarek Mir Yirmiyah Rabbah. He did it, he dragged it. Omalei, come on, who do you hold like? Reb Shimon. I hold like Reb Shimon, that even though I'm dragging along on the floor, and it's making a charitz, it's making a hole in the ground, that's a shalaf on a charisha, still he holds its mutter. Why? He holds like Reb Shimon, that dover shenim is kav is mutter. I'm not being mechava now by dragging the chair to make the charitz, I'm being mechava to move the chair, that's all. In fact, Makasha, the Havaminu is, Eimu, the Yom Reb Shimon, when does Reb Shimon say it's mutter big dervim, big chairs, that you can't carry it, so there we'll make a few to drag it. The Layefsha, Mashenki, Biktanin, by small chairs, Miyomer, did he say it's mutter? Since it's possible to pick it up, even according to Reb Shimon, it's better to pick it up. We'll soon see the Lacha, we don't hold like this. So tomorrow, Pligadula, he dings the Chanula. The Yomer Ula, no. Machlekes Biktanim, the whole Machlekes of Shimon and Yehuda is you're allowed to drag small chairs. Avo Bigdolim, Divri Haka Mutter. He holds, if it's a big chair, it's the Yasha to carry it, even if Yehuda is Mekel, you're allowed to drag it. Moser Reb Yosef, for the grace of Akasha, Reb Shimon Oimer, Goyer Oda Mite Kisiv Sassel. This is Reb Yehuda's Shimon Halacha. You're allowed to drag along on the floor on Shabbos a whole bed, a whole chair, and a whole Sassel stool. Obavachla Yeschab and Lassas Charitz. Abi, you don't have Kavono by dragging it to making a Charitz. And Avada, we're talking about, it's not a psikresha. It's not that big that it has to make a charitz. We're talking about it's possible, it won't make the charitz. It won't make the hole in the ground. So even if it makes the charitz, still it's mutter. So at Gemara, ketoni gdolim, or ketoni ketanim. Reb Shimon says both, a mita and a kisne sasso. Mita is something big, and sasso something small. And both you see is mata. It's a kurakashka tavayu. It's kashim both of them. You see, the machloikis is Reb Shimon and Yehuda, whether it's big or whether it's small. And the Gemara Ula Mataras Atayme, Reb Yirmiyah Rabbah Mataras Atayme, Ula Mataras Atayme, Mita Dumya the Kisa. He also knows we're talking about small things here. What type of a bed? A small bed the size of a chair. Reb Yirmiyah Rabbah Mataras Atayme, Kisa, what type of a small chair is it? No, Dumya the Mita. We're only talking about something big. That's the Machlekes. Mosiv Rabbah, in fact, Rabbah Kasher on these two shittas. The din is Moichrei Ksus, somebody that's selling clothing. A guy is selling suits. Moichra and Kedarkin, he's allowed to sell them, means wear them normally. The Shalev has Klayim on it. If you have a suit that has Klayim, and still you want to show it off to sell it, so you're allowed to wear it. Bavach lo yiskavin b'chaim, you shouldn't have kavonim b'cham of ne'achamel v'gshom of ne'gashomim. You shouldn't have kavonim to have anor from it. Abi, it's ainim eskavin, it's mutter to wear it. The atznuyim, people that are more tznuyim, mashilun b'makel liachareim. They don't want to put on this beged shel shatnis, so they just throw it on top of them. Now v'hocho tiyesh lemeved b'tznuyim. Everybody's allowed to do it like the tznuyim. If you want to wear this suit to show it, you can just throw it on top of you. The chiktanim domi, that's doima to a small chair. The chiloy mechavin shari reb shem lechatchilo. Still, we say a normal person is allowed to wear this beged shel shatnis kedarkoi. Since he's not mechavin, it's a churut yufta. The Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbah to yufta. That you see, according to Reb Shimon, there's no difference whether it's esher to do it small or only big. Both cases of Shimon hold as mutter. Abi it's aimi mechavin. You're not mechavin to have a nor from the shatnis. Still, it's mutter to wear it. Of vada providing, it's not called the psik reshi. It's not vaday. You have to have a nor from it. Like Tosha says. We're talking about a case where it's not a psik reisha, you're going to have a no from it. We're going to love it, mabushim acherim. You're wearing other clothing. You're just putting a suit on top of the suit you're wearing to show people. Lohogin olam. Acham of neyatzina. That's muta. But Abiyah has not a psik reisha. We hold like him and Dov Hashem Mitzkavin is muta mitchila. Bottom, Tav Chof Tesam Abayz on the bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah. HaMechaveh HaNer Mifnei Shu Misyor Mifnei HaNochrim. So on Shabbos, you want to put out a fire that's burning, a ner, a lamp that's burning. Mifnei Shu Misyor Mifnei HaNochrim. You're afraid the goyim outside will come in, and we'll see you to Shalom from Pekuach Nefesh, maybe they'll come to kill you. Or else Mifnei Listim. Or else you're afraid robbers will come inside the house. If they see a light, you're afraid they'll come inside.
Reals mifnei ruach ro, you have a ruach ro, or something bad will happen to you. Mifnei ha-choyle she-yushan, you have a choyle that's sleeping. And if your light stays on, he'll wake him up. So you want to put it out. And especially if it's a choyle she-yishpoi sakona, is potter. It's mutter to do it on Shabbos, even though it says loshen potter. We'll see in the Gemara it means potter, but it's mutter. You're allowed to do it. So drash mifnei nochrim, kugern pasoyim. Shehoyilehem yoim chag, they had the goyish yomtiv, shein menichim or el of the base avoidus elilim, shalehem. The choyk was you can only leave a lamp on in the avoidus oru. But in your own house, you're not allowed to. So if the goyim will see the lamp on, they may come and kill you. So it's pekuach nefesh, you're allowed to put it out on Shabbos. Uvnei halistim, shele yiru, they shouldn't see you, the rabbi shouldn't see you. Sheyesh shemodim v'yoviolov, they'll come on you, and it's also pekuach nefesh. Maybe they'll come to kill you. Uvnei ruach ra, habo olov, ukeshein roya and nayachloi. If the ruach ra doesn't see you, he won't hurt you. But if he sees you, you're afraid he'll come to hurt you. It's a sakona. Potas of trasher uvgemor meforis tekula. The moral will explain the whole Mishnah. That posha the ratio of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita that holds a dove sheinam a melacha shein tzrich legufa is chayav alav on Shabbos. So stamazay putting out the nair is really called a melacha shein tzrich legufa. You don't need the gufa of the melacha putting out the fire. You just want that the fire shouldn't be here. Rabbi Yehudi still holds it's chayav on Shabbos. So it's only mutter in these cases because pekuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Mashenken kichas al haner. You only want to put out the fire because you want to save the nair. You want to save the oil, the lamp. Kechasa, the nair pasha means the wick. Whereas kechasa la shemen, you want to save the oil. You don't want the oil to burn up. Now you want to put out the fire to save the oil. Whereas kechasa la psila, you want to save the wick. Then chayiv. You put it out for this purpose on Shabbos. You chayiv and isachatis. You do it b'shoigi. So drashi, haner karizel. Chayev of the Gemara Meforish, or before Chatal and Ner Zakrashi, Shiruya Shemiskalkal. You see, the Ner is not going so good. The Chatal of Chiba Sapsila. You put out the wick. It's Chayev Zakrashi Gemara Meforish law. Why you Chayev? Because the Chur is called the Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufo. You don't need the goof of putting out the fire. We'll see in the Gemara what it means, Melacha Tzrich Legufo. But here you do not need the goof of putting out the fire. Still, the Tanakam is of Yehuda, that holds you Chayev. Rabbi Yosi poita bekulin. Rabbi Yosi holds no yipoter. Plus Rabbi Yosi shita is like Rabbi Shimon shita that a melacha shein tzrich legufa is poter on Shabbos. Therefore, he says all these cases. Anytime you put out a fire on Shabbos, it's only an issur midrabbanan. It's poter bekulin. Chutz, where's the one case that you be chayiv midraisam for putting out a fire? Chutz min apsilam if you put out a wick. When the wick is burning, now when you put out the fire, you're putting out the fire for purpose of making the wick better. That we had before. One man Yama says, Bechlal, you're supposed to burn the wicks before Shabbos. Today, the second time it burns much better. So by putting out the fire of the wick, that's called you're making a psila. So it's called yenicha with the melech of kibui, because the melech of kibui is making the wick better. Mifnei shuoy sepechem. Because that makes into a good coal that makes it roy to burn a second time. That's called the melacha tzrich legufa. You need the melacha of the kibui. That's the only time you chayiv on Shabbos. Mashenkin stam, you have a lamp burning and you want to save the oil. You don't want the oil to be burnt up. So you decide to put out the fire. That's not called the melacha tzrich legufa. You do not need the goof of the melacha kibui. That's not helping you. It's just that through the kibui you have no more fire, so you're not using up the oil. That's not called melacha tzrich legufa. You're only chayiv by putting out a wick where you're making the wick better. So drashi shuoy sepechem bekivu zeh by putting it out. That's called a melacha tzrich legufa. You need the guf hamelacha. You need the melacha kibui. So the Gemara.